Let's see. Okay, there I am. What's up? Thank you for tuning in to Urban Conversation. This is your host, Miguel Marie. I think I'm joined by my co-host, one of my co-hosts, Manuel Hill. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I is.
Whoop, whoop. Okay, so I had the I had the mute button on, and yeah, so that really doesn't work when you're doing radio. I guess you have to, yeah. So I'm like, here's the thing. Like, you hear black people say when they have itis, they have the itis after they've eaten something. So,
What did you eat that gave you the itis?
oh my God. Okay, so you know I don't eat a lot of fried food. So every once in a while, I get a craving for some of the devil's food. And so, I made, I made vegetables, rice, fried chicken, and hot water cornbread. And I don't know, like, I don't know what I was thinking, because I'm just like, it's like the food just like went bloop. Like, and now, like, I feel like, yeah, I'm feeling a
Now
little.
you're leaning a little bit.
I'm kind of leaning to the right, actually. I'm
Oh,
leaning.
did I hear new, hold on, I'm sorry, but did I hear new music to the entrance of the show? It was like a little hip hop stuff. Like what's going I leave for like 5 minutes and come back and the music's different. You talking about eating hot water cornbread and fried chicken? Like what the hell is going on around here? What happened to
Everything.
bottled water and veggies? Now it's hip hop music and hot water cornbread and fried chicken. Boy, boy, boy.
I do have my hold on, something's going on with my mic. One second. Okay. I do have my bottle of water right here, and I did make veggies, so I didn't totally sell my soul to the devil.
Well, I'm about to sell my soul right now because I'm about to make my eating and drink. That's what I'm gonna do. So y'all go ahead and hurry
Oh
up.
my, what are we drinking? What are we drinking tonight?
I'm gonna keep it simple. I'm gonna keep it simple. A little rum, a little coke, something real simple. I'm not gonna do too much.
Is
Does that
that?
work? That's not.
No, that's fine. So, okay, that reminded me. The first time I
Uh-oh.
experienced for those of you who don't know, which you guys do know because you guys are paying attention and you've told me that you enjoy our Freestyle Sunday because we're basically, I don't know what the heck we're gonna talk about. And, for some reason, you guys enjoy that. But okay, here's the thing with okay, and I'm already getting notifications. My first experience with alcohol, I drank something that they called Erkin Jerk, which
Yeah,
they called it Erkin
the street
Jerk.
term is Erkin Jerk. Right. But here you call it Erkin Jerk. Good, wait a minute. ENJ, right.
Yeah, I was with some friends. We were young. We were teenagers. They were actually a little bit older than me. One of my best friends at that time, she was already in her 20s. I've always been beyond my years. I've always been more mature. So I always hung with people that were a little bit older than me. So anyway, I got the name lightweight, like pretty early on, as far as all of the debauchery that one can find themselves getting involved with. But on this particular night, I wanted to kind of hang with the, I wanted to hang with them. They were drinking, and I was like, I got this, And okay, people like it. You like this story. Okay. So I was. I was like, yeah, I'll do it. So they made me this drink, and they was like, yeah, give her some Erkin Jerk. I had no idea what I was drinking. I drank it, and Yeah, I got wasted, threw it up and everything. It was pretty bad. And I swore at that moment that I would never drink again. And I didn't for like a long, long time, for like years. I like sipped on wine and stuff, but I never like, never drank any hard liquor for a long time. It was bad. Like my head was like literally in the toilet. So... where'd you go, Manuel?
Quiet. Right. No, I was saying, usually anybody's first drinking experience, you know, because usually when your first drinking experience is one that you try to take to the extreme. So usually that first one is a little bit heavy because, you know, you're trying to be grown, you're trying to hang and do the most, and you don't quite know what you're drinking, you don't know the alcohol content, you don't know how your body is going to take it. So usually everybody's first real drinking experience ends in the results that you had where they're throwing up, they're feeling sick, and they're sitting there telling, they're praying, and they're saying, I'm never going to do this again. This is the worst experience ever. But you get over it. You know what I'm saying? Like anybody would tell you, whenever they have a really bad drinking experience, no matter how far they've been into it, a really bad experience makes you think you don't even want to smell alcohol. You don't want to look at alcohol. You're just like, you know what, that's not for me. But eventually, you find yourself back into it. And, yeah, that's your time.
Whatever.
I'm always looking forward to the next good experience, just not that bad. I don't want the bad experience. I want the good experience that's close to being a bad experience, but I don't want the bad one. No.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. Like they were holding my friend, she was holding my hair, and I remember them saying, get your head out of the toilet. Like it was like gross now when you think about it, but at the time I was like,
how many people wake up in the bathroom? Like literally, it's nasty when you think about it. But so many people end up taking that porcelain nap, that nap with their head by the toilet, where they wake up. And
that was
hugging,
me.
And they're hugging the toilet. Like, you know what? And that's the thing. When you're that far gone, you're not thinking about the fact that people have been sitting on there pissing
ew,
around.
Okay.
You just like,
yeah, that's
you,
what I was.
You want to be really, you want to be really close to where when you feel that Earl coming, you can just get there, let it rip, and then just close your eyes, and hopefully the room stops spinning. Like that's all you're looking for. You're not. You don't care about the sanitation.
No, but luckily. Luckily, they were clean females. Like God. Okay, that's enough of that memory. You know what made me want to eat some chicken tonight is because, and I don't even know if he listens to the show. He's on my regular page. And again, if you're listening and you have questions, I know a couple of you guys have inboxed already, and I'll get it in a second. If you have a question that you want. Any question doesn't matter because we're just we're not on any particular topic, so you can just kind of say what you want. So you can inbox me. But I made a post on my regular page earlier, and Kevin Felix, I don't know if you listen to the show, but you're like on my page. He started talking about going to give me Popeye's chicken, like out of the blue. And then all of a sudden I was like, fried chicken, like you know somebody just drops a seed in your head, and
you just
like,
had that Jones right then.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I want. Yeah.
He's like he was like mashed potatoes or red beans and rice, you know, he just like did the whole thing. Like
right, just set you up totally.
Yeah, so you guys can read that conversation because he's like, yeah. I don't know if he listens to the show. I'm trying to figure out how do we even know each other. Anyway, so a couple of things. There's been so much stuff going on in the news. I know you heard about the shootings in Oregon, wasn't it? Was it Oregon? I can't even think straight.
It hasn't been that bad.
Yeah, because you know what? Look, this is my public service announcement. Fried food is not good for you. Like stay away from fried food. Seriously, you see what it's doing to me right now? Like it's clogging. It's not just clogging us. It's like clogging.
It does. No, you can literally like I've joked with people, but like right now you're feeling what. See, when you go so long without it, and then you get it, especially with chicken, because chicken has the fried flour on top of the chicken. So yeah. You're eating that fried, like literally, I play no games. It feels like your blood flow, your heart rate slows to a certain, like, I don't know what it feels like, but you can feel yourself just get to this crawl.
Just really, yeah, you just feel really lethargic and sluggish. You do. Right. So I'm going to, yeah, I just wanted to make sure Kevin Felix, that's who's to blame for this. So, but anyway, really sad news, you know, about the shooting at Oregon Community College. The gunman, Chris Harper Mercer, he actually was just 26 years old, and 9 people died in that. I think 9 were dead and 9 more were injured. And, of course, he ended up taking his life after he did all that. So definitely prayers to the families. People, it's crazy out here. But also I wanted to get your take on, you know, Amber Rose. I mean, everybody pretty much knows her because she was with, what's the guy's name? Kanye West. She's with Kanye West.
She was with Khalid.
Yeah, she married him. He was after Kanye. Well, so I posted on there, you know, and nothing to the listeners, but you guys have to read. Like reading is imperative. Like so I post a lot of articles and people just go by the heading and then they start talking about it without reading it, and it's like, yeah, you can't really have a debate or a discussion on a topic unless you read what it's about. So let me clarify for the people who didn't feel like taking the time to open up the actual article. Amber Rose joined with her mom and some other women organizations to do a slut walk. Now, what people have to understand, yes, but what they have to understand is that the slut walk, you like that? Stop, because you need to know.
I'm getting excited.
Yeah, you need to know what it is first. Okay. So anyway, Amber Rose did not start this movement. The slut walk was actually started back in 2011 in, I believe, Toronto, Ontario. And the premise of this movement or walk, parade, whatever you want to call it, was to basically shine a light on victim shaming, namely rape, victims of rape who basically got blamed because of, you know, what they were wearing at the time of the assault or the fact that they were drinking. So the premise is very positive. I'm not, and even though the whole premise of it is great, I just don't get why they decided to go with slut walk. Like, that disturbs me.
Yeah, right. Because, you know, I think it's for the shock value. Sometimes the names or the terms that they give things are more so for the shock value, and they hope, but you know this above more than anybody else, they hope that the name is going to shock people into doing some research when you've done your research into what it is, but the average person is not going to go read anything about what it is. They're going to read, they're going to hear, oh, slut walk, and they're going to jump to their own conclusions about it. So a lot of times with that marketing strategy is the hope that, oh, we just put this name out there and people are going to look into it, and then they'll find out that there's something more to it, when I don't ever like that. I don't like that idea at all. That's just terrible.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I got excited, but you know I shouldn't have been, but I did.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people did, and you know, when you have someone like Amber Rose, which, you know, I like her. I've heard her talk, and I really just don't have a problem with people. Do what you're gonna do. You know, make it work for you. But definitely, you know, women you know, there is that double standard, and you know, women are not allowed to be sexual creatures.
Nope.
Yeah, because then they're viewed as, you know, whores and sluts, and yeah. Because you know how slutty I dress. I mean, you've seen me.
You do not. Out of town. You can't even get that out with a straight face. You don't dress like a nun, but you don't necessarily like. I've seen pushing. No, you do good enough. You do good. You don't know. You do not. Get out of here. Get out of here. No.
I hope I don't. Well, how would you describe how I dress?
You dress to your physique. One. You don't dress revealing, but you have a sexy dress decor. You know dressing me. So you do enough to accentuate everything that you have, but you don't do too much to the point where it's like, okay, we know all, we can see all of her business. Because I mean you know, I mean, California, you've seen it, and if you've been in the South, you've seen it. We know the extremes that people can go to, or women that can go to. Like, it can get real, real. Like, literally today, a friend of mine, I remember at one point, she said that some black women, or some women in general, shouldn't wear jumpers. You know, the one suit things with the shorts, the jumpers. And I was like, I don't think that's such a bad idea. But then I've seen on different occasions, you know, when somebody mentions something, you start to pay a little bit more attention. Because you can see some women wearing these things and everything's hanging out of the bottom, which is okay by me. However, I don't want my daughters or my mother or my, you know, siblings or anything like, I don't want them dressing like that. So there's a fine line, but you don't even get close to that area where I would have to say, oh my God, Miguel, what do you have on? That would never be the case, no.
Michael said just now that he would like to see me dressed like that. I don't really know what that means, Michael. That's a little disturbing. Dressed like what, a nun or like
dress slut? With none. Dress with none. You said with none, as in with none on.
He just said I would like to see you dressed like that. Michael.
Michael. Michael's my boy.
First
Michael
name,
said let you know what it
first
is.
Name. Do you know him?
No, I don't know
Can
him,
I give
I like
you
what
last...
he's talking about right now.
Oh, okay. Okay,
I'm
you're
co-signing. I'm on his team right now. He's telling you to do what everybody else wants you to do. Don't be shy.
Nobody wants me to do that. Nobody wants
really?
That. That's not. Yeah, I don't think that was. That's not good. I don't think that that's a good thing. So anyway, yeah. So they had that, and of course, there's the feedback is, you know, it's getting mixed feedback. And you know, I do notice that a lot of people, you know, definitely do bash Amber Rose. And attaching, like, the whole whore label, someone is a slut. Like, a lot of, they do that to Kim Kardashian, too. And I'm kind of like, well, you know, the average woman has had at least 5 men, depending on her age. She's been in a relationship or not, you know. What?
You're giving a very, very modest number. I got a whole different formula that says the average woman, depending on their age, is way beyond that. I'm just saying.
Let me clarify what I don't mean. I'm saying at least. I'm not saying like that's it, but I'm saying at least.
At minimum. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm saying as far as like Kim Kardashian, what has been said about her
what
because
we know,
of the guys
right.
that she exactly, and then they're like,
right.
oh, she's you know a whore, and I'm like, how does that, you know, for one, she was married young, and then you know of course Reggie, whatever his name was, Bush or whoever, you know, and we don't know everybody that she dated, but if we went by the guys that they say that she dated, which dating doesn't mean that you're
right.
giving it up to every guy that you get seen with. I mean, geez, if that was the case, then I'm a whore.
No. I mean, let me tell you.
I don't partake
in the whole, you know, whore, slutting, this, that, and the third when it comes to a celebrity female. I don't do it because, like you just said, I use a little bit of common sense and say, okay, based on the averages, they're not going to be doing worse than the average. But what I do tend to fall on is, okay, look at who she's dating. Are these guys people that they're really interested in? And initially, I tend to kind of say, okay, she's dating athletes, she's dating celebrities, you know, is she a gold digger? But then you got to look at these people's circle. Unfortunately, they're not going to be in my circle. Kim Kardashian, you know, Rihanna, no matter, you know, none of them, they're not going to be in my circle, so I don't have an opportunity. They're in the circle of men who they, you know, celebrities, athletes, stars. So who else do you expect them to date? They're not going to date Joe Blow. They're not going to date the average guy. So you can't blame them when you sort of kind of see them run into 2-3 celebrities, because that's their circle. That's their dating pool.
Yeah, I just don't see it. Like, I guess I just don't have a problem with her. I don't have a problem with Amber. You know what the thing is that I don't know what you're doing with your vagina. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's yours. Do what you want with it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, like, not saying just get out there and just give it away, but I can't put that much thought into what another woman is doing with her vagina. This is just, you know, to me, that just doesn't seem quite right.
I think the stigmas that come behind it are, you know how it is. When we look at the celebrities and, you know, race becomes a big part of the issue. You know, when you see wealthy or rich black men or celebrity black men, and every time you turn up, they're with a Kardashian or they're with, they're with somebody that's not black, it tends to stick, you know. So they want a label. You know, they don't look at the black females that are dating these guys. They look at the white females or anything that's not black, and they want to label them as, you know, they're celebrities. You know, they're looking for them. They're gold diggers, they're whores or whatever. And there's a bigger of a stigma that comes with that, because a lot of black people are tired of seeing the black athlete, the black star, the black celebrity with the Amber Rose, with the Kim Kardashian, you know, and they kind of want to label them as something. But what's the difference between her and Gabrielle Union? What's the difference? Gabrielle Union is not dating Joe Blow. She's dating a basketball player. She's dating a celebrity. But you will never hear Gabrielle Union labeled as a whore. You will never hear Nia Long labeled as a whore. You will only get it when it's, you know, so there's a bit more to it than just what she's doing with her vagina. Because truth be told, nobody cares about that. It's like, oh, we don't want to see our men, our black men, with those. We want to see, everybody wants to see the Michelle and Barack Obama. That's what everybody wants to see, but that's not going to happen. It won't happen.
Yeah, and I'm just, you know, I'm so over that. Like, okay, here's a confession. I'm going to give you guys a confession. Back in the day, way back in the day, I was like,
Don't be trying to flex.
No, listen. I was a bit militant. Like, and I think I told you this before. I might have said it before, but I was like, I was pretty militant when it came to interracial dating. You know, I was like, I used to listen to Farrakhan, and I have friends that were, I was like, this is like when I was, my teenage years were crazy. Like, but I used to subscribe to the whole, you know, white devils. And I was like, there was like this period of time, like I was so deep in it. And I just, I didn't really know why I had these issues, but I did. And I didn't like to see a black man with a white woman or a black woman with a white guy. And I used to get offended when white men or non-black men would, and it seemed like they would always do it. And I would just be like, why are you trying to come on? You know, like, why? And they're looking at me like, okay, we know what is the issue. And so my mom, and I still remember, and I, you know, she kind of laughs at this still to this day. I remember one day we were in the car, And she just kind of looked at me because she would hear me, like, I would always be giving my little speeches and, oh, right. This ain't right, you know. And she just kind of looked at me one day and she was like, she said, you know, you need to understand your roots. You need to understand what's in your family, because she's like, you do realize that so-and-so and so-and-so was white and your grandfather, blah, blah, blah. And she just ran down this whole thing. And I was like, with her for a minute, like I was like, but my mom is black and my dad is black, so
you know what? Kind of okay, I'll give you another one. I'll give you to this day. I'll be honest. So, oh God, this is so bad. So what I'm gonna say? Okay, so let's put it like this. I'm gonna go to a few extremes.
Uh-oh.
One extreme. If I'm going to watch porn, I'm not going to watch a black woman with any other race other than a black man, period, point blank. I'm not going to watch it. If I watch porn and there's any interracial activity, I do not want to see a black woman with anything other than a black man, point blank. Now, whatever a black man is doing to whatever else, that's fine, but I do not want to see a black woman touched by anything other than a black man. That's number one. Number two, my daughters, they mess with me all the time. And you know this, you know, eventually as a parent, you got to get past the whole, you know, that children are going to get to the age of dating and looking at, you know, boys, girls, and who's cute and whatnot. And my daughters, I remember they had their little Justin Bieber thing, and I was like, oh, my God, why Justin Bieber? So my daughter, right.
I like Justin Bieber.
Oh, yeah, I bet. So my daughters came to me not too long ago, and they were talking about, you know, we think this guy is cute, this, that, and the third, and this guy, and I'm like, and they dropped the name. I'm like, well, that sounds like a white boy. And they said, yeah, Dad, what's wrong with that? And I got real quiet. I said, let me explain something to you. And I was joking with them. I was joking. I said, your dad is racist. I said, I don't want y'all bringing nothing home. They ain't a black man. And then they're like, Daddy, that is so wrong. That is so mean. I said, you know what? And then I honored the level with them. I said, baby, it doesn't matter to me. I want you guys to be happy. I want you guys to concentrate on everything else outside of men. But if a man loves you, treats you right, it doesn't matter. I said, however, your daddy would prefer that if y'all brought home a nice, clean-cut brother that's educated, that has all those values, you know, because we do kind of, the one thing that we as black people, we have all the stigmas. We have black-on-black crime. There's no other race that has a white-on-white crime. You don't have an Asian-on-Asian crime. Mm-hmm. You don't have a Hispanic-on-Hispanic. Mm-hmm. But you got black-on-black crime, and then you got the urban crime, and then you got black language, and you got the black music, and nobody else has this stigma. So when I hear black love, some people look at that as cliche as, oh, why do we have to have black love? Why do we have to have black power? And then I look at it, I'm like, we need those positive concepts. So with my children, I like to see those positive, you know, I want them to show we do have black love. We do have black unity. We do have, you know, black power and that black family and everything else. So that's more so what it is. But at the end of the day, I'm like,
I got over it when I started to, after my mom kind of broke it down to me, and after I started to like dig and see what we actually had in our family, and not like it wasn't pushed, you know, how you could say, oh, well, that's way, way, way back on the family tree, it's not that far back.
That's like in the last 30 years, you're like, damn.
I had to, yeah, and as you grow and you know, and mature and so forth. So, you know, I got over it. So I definitely, and we have that, you know, my family is all, you know, mixed, and I love my family, and I love, you know, I love, like, I just don't have that issue. But I personally had a white man, this one, and he kind of like had, I don't know if this is wrong to say, but he kind of had a swagger like a brother, like you could tell.
Yeah,
you could tell that he, you know, had some urban culture.
Right.
Yeah, but I couldn't get down with it, and you know, but I'm very honest, and you know, he's just like, why? And it's like, I don't know. I'm just aesthetically, I'm just. I'm just attracted to black men. I don't know, you know,
man, right.
Yeah, the skin. They just, I don't know, brothers just.
You know what?
I've always said this.
Like, listen, and if you're gonna date outside your race, and that's cool. I have no issue with that. But let's not get a mockery. So when people date, like I've known brothers that have dated, you know, white women and black women who dated white guys, and they're like, oh, but he's so cool. He's almost one of us. He's got a little flavor. And I'm like, wait. What's the point? I'm like, at that point, what's the point? If I'm going to date white, I want Sweet Valley High. She got her daddy's wealth. She's got great credit. all her friends are Kimberly, Heather, and Susan. Like, I don't need her to be in the hood, and I don't need none of that. If I'm going to go white, I'm going to go all the way white. You're going to see me in the polo, the pink polo shorts. I'm going to be at the polo club, at the yacht club. I'm going to be doing it all the way. I'm going to look like Carlton Banks from Fresh Prince. If I'm dating a white girl, I'm gonna cross all the way over. I'm not gonna bring her to my side. I'm like, nah, I'm coming to your side, girl. I'm trying to get the benefits. I want white. If I date a white girl, that means I want white privileges. That's exactly what I'm looking for.
You're
in that moment.
You're so out of line.
I might
right
be
now
out of line, but I'm just saying. What's the point? Listen. I'm dating a white woman, I would not date a white woman to struggle. If I'm going to struggle, I do not want to get arrested. I don't want to pay taxes, and I don't want to get arrested ever again if I'm dating a white woman. I'm just saying.
Hey, Dios míos.
No taxes, no arrest, no nothing. I want my record expunged, everything.
I feel you on that. Like, you know what, but yeah, I think it's okay. Like, it's okay. Date who you want to date, but like you said, don't make it about, you know, clumping your whole race into a negative, you know, as
right.
far as saying, oh yeah, I date, you know, I don't date black women because you just so happen
to find love with whoever you found love with. Don't give me that black women have attitude. Don't give me that black men are lazy. Don't give me none of that. Just say, hey, this is who I just so happen to find a relationship in love with, and I'm okay with that. I'm at peace with that. And that's fine. Don't give me the excuses as to why you went that way. Because at that point, I'm calling you a sellout. Don't give me a
Ooh,
reason behind
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
flat
yeah,
out. Don't,
you said
don't
that,
give
you
me,
said that with your chest, too. Yeah. But, yeah, what I was going to... What I was also going to say, I forgot what I was going to say. So, wait, what happened?
Hello.
Can you hear us? Can you hear
Hello?
Me? Can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you hear me? Uh-oh, what happened, Manuel? Okay, Manuel's call was dropped. He's going to call back. I was going to say something, and it totally left my brain. But I think it was that, you know, I hope people know that we're definitely not saying don't date outside your race. Like, if you want to get down like that, get down like that, you know. Do what feels right for you, but, you know, do it for the right reasons. And don't dog your own race and people out because you made a choice to step outside of your race. So if it's all for love and all of that good stuff, then, you know, do it. Hold on. Are you back with us?
I am back. I don't know how I got disconnected.
All right. I really feel like the fried food has, like, warped my brain a little bit. Like, I kind of feel like I drank something and I didn't. So, okay. Here, we're gonna go into some sex talk. All right. So this, when you hear that music, just know that we're about to go there. So if you don't want
to
listen, you're right. So if you don't want to listen, please hang up or disconnect. if you're tuning in online, disconnect now. Or if you've called in, just hang up. So anyway, I was asking Mawa, and I actually post this question in a group, and it's so crazy how many women want to know the answer to this, to this question. Like, and I don't know. I guess I've never really thought about it like that much. But you said something that made me ask. So here's the question, guys. I would prefer.
Well, hold on. What did I say that made you ask? Don't be shy now. Don't get scared.
I'm not scared. My brain is like not moving at the pace that it.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that offline. Go ahead, girl. Don't worry about it, girl.
Okay. Oh my God. So listen, men. I'm trying to pull up where the group that I posted this question so that I can read some of these answers. But it's funny to me. Women are so intrigued by how men think and what turns them on and what they find. I think women, we tend to like overthink it. I think men in that capacity are a little bit more simplistic and not really overthinking it like that. But I think women just want to know what you guys are like thinking, like what is turning you on? So here was the question. This is the question. I don't think there's any good way to like ask.
Just pull
this
out with it, girl.
I'm trying to pull up the. You already know the question. I'm trying to pull up. Pull it up.
I don't know nothing.
Okay, here is the question. Men, what makes you want to go down on a woman?
Okay.
First now, of all, what was that weird noise? What was that weird noise? It sounded like
I was just checking my teeth for nothing, just remnants. It doesn't matter. Whatever. Who there? Who cares? At any rate. Okay.
Oh my God, Michael! Wait, Michael just inboxed me and said you. Who is that? What in the world? I'm going to say your last name in like 2 seconds.
Right.
Seriously?
Okay. I'm going to get a tee-wee bit historic. You know I like history. So I'm going to just a brief moment. We know anybody that's studying history, and I've read this somewhere, and I might be off, and if somebody finds anything different that contradicts this, that's fine. But men gave women flowers because of, you know, a flower was a representation of the womb. And so, and we gave them flowers and saying, hey, we wanted to mate with you. And then a woman back then, her lip color, which is why you got the red or the pink, so those colors, women's lip color was supposed to match the color of their labia. So when men would look at the mouth of a woman, that would kind of intrigue them as to what was down below. Because, you know, back then, women were dressed. Everything was colored. I read this somewhere. I'm digging into the resources of my brain. But a woman's lip color had to match the color of her labia. So I'm saying, baby, if you wearing blue lipstick, ain't nothing making me think about touching you down there with me. I'm just thinking, baby, who knows? But at any rate, that's just extra. Now, I would say the number one outside of what my eyes do, because your eyes are deceiving. You know, a lot of women look good. But if I'm going to take away visual. Smell is the first thing. And I'm going to tell you how bad it's been, right? I can be walking down the frozen food aisle at a grocery store. And my head is down. I'm not paying attention to anything but what I'm doing. And a woman will walk by. And I won't know, but you just smell. And it's almost like Scooby-Doo. You know when Scooby-Doo used to get a Scooby snack? You say, When a woman walks by and that smell, you will sit there and stop in your tracks as a man and you will, and you're like, whoa, what is that? And listen, you don't even know what she looks like. Let me tell you,
What are you smelling? Her perfume or her vagina? Because if you can smell her vagina, that's
you know what? It's everything, because when a woman walks by, you can smell. You know how y'all do. Women have a combination of everything on. Y'all got lotion. Y'all got a body spray. Y'all got a little bit of perfume. Y'all got your hair. Everything is going on. So when a woman walks by and you just get that whiff of something, you won't even know what that woman looks like, but you will smell. And if you just identify the smell and nothing else, you're intrigued. Now, if you turn around and she looks like, I don't know, Flavor Flav, you're like, oh, shit, damn, well, Flavor Flav smell good. But if you turn around and she's bad, you're like, oh, my goodness. There's nothing that you cannot imagine doing to that woman based on the fact that she just smelled awesome. So smell is indicative of hygiene. Now, we know, you know that smell can sometimes mask bad hygiene. But initially, sweet smell is the number one caveat aside from physical attraction. So she smells good. And so that appeals to hygiene. That appeals to cleanliness. So you like, she looked good, she smelled good, and she got to taste good. Like, how she gonna look good and smell good and not taste good? Like, how that doesn't really work together. Now, we know that can be the case. We know something can look good and smell good and not taste good. But normally, when it looks good and it smells good, shit, you got a recipe right there. I'm trying to figure out what it tastes like. Yep. Mm-hmm. No feelings. Ain't no feelings involved at that moment. Now, feelings and intimate feelings and desire, that's a whole different thing right there. Like, that's a whole other.
I mean, I can. Yeah, you know, because women
but
are
that's
actually
pure carnal. I'm talking about pure carnal desire.
Right.
That alone, you're like, look good, smell good. It must taste good. You're intrigued by that. Now, you might, when it comes to emotions and everything else, those can change the dynamics as they do with everything. But upon initiation, any man will tell you, golly, girl, you smell good and you look good. Damn, that's edible.
You sound like you're getting
excited. I'm getting
excited.
I am. I'm getting a little, you know.
You're getting a little excited over there. I mean, that all makes sense. I mean, a woman, she should be smelling good. When you first said it, I was like.
How do you smell? You smell good, I mean?
You know how I smell. You've been around me, so stop running.
Oh.
How do I smell good?
That's a good question right there.
That's not an answer. You're disturbing me with your.
We need to discuss your smells offline. Why are you asking these questions? Why are you even asking me this question when I saw you last weekend? You didn't ask me nothing about how you smelled then. You was all shy. You didn't want
to
ask me
no
question.
I didn't have to because you volunteered. You told me I smell good. I know that I smell good.
You do. You smell very pleasant. You do smell absolutely edible.
I know.
Oh. You don't need me to tell you.
No woman should ever have to ask that. Seriously, you should just know. If you don't know, then you don't. So,
right.
I like to smell myself. Like I like to like my hair, my shampoo. I like to, you know. So if it's good to me, then I know it's good.
You like to do you like to taste yourself? Is that what?
Oh my God!
That's another test. Like,
let me say this. I'm not scared of your. I'm not scared of you.
You aren't scared of nothing.
I'm not scared.
I'm not scared of you. Did you just roll your neck with when you said that? I'm not scared of you. You know what?
I didn't roll my neck, but I did this thing with my finger. Like,
right. Like, I'm not scared of you. You don't intimidate me with your that question. That's nothing. I'll taste myself.
Let me say this. I brought a black man child into this world, and I've always been very frank with him about women and the cues to look for in knowing if a woman is legitimately taking care of herself or if she's one of those sort of women who only puts on the good stuff
right.
because she's going on a date. So I would tell
right.
him things like, before you get serious about a woman, you know, you should go to her house unannounced on a weekend. You know, you should do that at least a few times and see how she looks. I said, look at her nails, look at her toenails, you know, look at her and take all of that in. I said, because that's
Man,
the woman that you're actually
so
going
right.
to get.
Oh.
You're going to
oh.
get that woman who doesn't expect company. So keep that in mind. And another thing is if a woman is not willing to taste herself on your lips, then you shouldn't be willing to taste her. That's my philosophy. And I know that there's some people like, I just don't like to do that. I'm just, well, you know, but
nope,
you should be willing
to. Don't stop. Right. Don't stop. Right.
You
there.
Should be.
Cool.
It shouldn't be like you have to hold her face in place to kiss her after you do that.
No, she should dive in. You know what? That's your cooking, baby. Baby, this is your cooking. You've been cooking this all day, all week, all month, all your life. You've been cooking this meal. So if you're cooking it, you're going to taste it too.
Yeah, so to answer your question, I have no problem with that.
Well,
I'm all good.
And I can get it, and you know, like I know, that lets every man know that it's no hesitation, you know. So the next level there is once we get past the physical entice, the next thing, yeah, there is an emotional and there is an intimate barrier, because as men, we do have to understand that for some women, certain things are sacred, and for other women, it's just cliche, it's the moment, everybody does it. So you have some women that look at, you know, oral fixation, oral participation as that's just part of the process, whereas others...
No, not you. I was just saying ghost. He said, I'm not reading that. He's, I can't believe
it. Read it.
No, that's so disgusting.
But on to my point, there is a fixation with oral. Sometimes it's more than just okay. We're just adults, because you'll have people say, you know what, you're grown. What's wrong with oral? And some people do take it as being more intimate. It's more personal. It's closeness. So you got to know your partner in that moment that this is what it means to them, as opposed to anything else. And I'm sorry for those gentlemen and men we know. We can't go down on every woman because we want to, because I might want to go down on this woman and I might feel that this woman is going to mean more to her than it will to me. So if I do it, it's going to net result soon that I feel some way that I actually don't, because I'm just in a carnal moment. So you have to be able to differentiate between the two. And women, it's the same way. Women know I'm not going to go down on every man that I'm going to go to bed with. So they have to pick and choose, you know, because they know that if they go down on this man, that means something to them, and they should express to that man that if I do this, you mean more to me than something that's just run of the mill. So
right.
that's where communication comes into play.
But you're not even gonna see me naked if I don't love you and if I don't feel like you love me.
Mm.
So. That's me. I don't know. I can't, like, there's nobody out there that can be like, yeah, she just gave it up like that. It has to be, and probably because I think I've had some, you know, I've had such long relationships. Like, you know, my first love was my son's father. We were young, and I don't know. It just, to me, it's just better. It's just better to love the person.
You've had a good experience, because in all honesty, as you know, and you know men, and well, you know men and women, and I know men and women who have endured relationships and sexual relationships where love and being in love has not been part of the process. But one thing we can both say, and
I haven't
and
had
I
all
can
great
say,
experiences, though, even,
well,
even
no,
with love.
Well, no, what I mean is, the one thing that I do know, because I've been on both sides of this, I've been in sexual relationships where there was no love involved, and I've been all the way to the pinnacle where they was in love. And the one thing I can say is like going from cube steak to a New York strip or prime rib. It's like the difference between one and the other is so drastic that you do understand that once you experience the in love and the physical manifestation of that, you can go back just to fill these primal needs, but you are never satisfied on the level that you would be if there was love involved. Now, for those men and women who have never experienced that in love and that intimate bond with the physical, they don't know what they're missing. Like, honestly, they are living life thinking that they're getting the best of it because they're getting this physical pleasure, but they're not getting the emotional, the spiritual, the psychological pleasure because they just haven't experienced it. So they don't even know what they're missing. On the flip side, you don't know the depths of how empty it feels to be with somebody who just does not have any love for you because that's just not part of your experience. And trust me, the disparities between the two are absolutely drastic. We have men and women who sleep with people, and in the moment that it's done, as soon as the physical high is over, that man rolls over and he looks at that woman and he's like, why? Or the woman rolls over and she looks at that man and she's like, why? It's an empty feeling. Men, we compartmentalize it and we can move on to the next. But women, they oftentimes feel like they left their self behind with every one of those situations. And so it's a difference. Like, and men, we leave ourselves behind as well, but we can compartmentalize it and move on. There's no doubt that if you've ever been in love, every single time that you do something and you're not in love, it's degrading. It's not on the same level that it would be if you were in love.
Yeah, that's true. And I think the older you get and the more mature you get, I don't know, like sex just doesn't do it for me. Like I'm very, I need to, it's even just for me to see a man, you know, in that light, because like I could see like an attractive man, I could be like, oh, he's sexy, but it doesn't make me want to, you know, open my legs to him. Like I really have to connect to a man on a soul level at this point in my life, because if I don't, I'm just not turned on. Like intellectual men really like that's like to me, that's the equivalent of like a six pack or, you know, like, or something like a man who I can learn from and who can just kind of, you know, make me question things in a good way and really stimulate me mentally. That's what gets me aroused. Like, I'm seriously not aroused by the typical things that, you know, or the average things that a lot of women are attracted to. Like, I get sexually aroused by a man's, you know, masculinity and his ability to, you know, speak his mind with clarity, his spirituality. Those things make me want to say like, oh, like, cause if he can reach inside your mind and turn you on and make you think and, you know, make you, you know, you feel things mentally, you know, I just think I correlate that with what can he do to me physically? You know what I mean? Like, does that make sense?
Right. Because you know, you're already stimulated on that level. You imagine, okay, if he got me here,
because my mind, like I sift through so much, you know, BS all the time. So if a man can like kind of get my attention in that way, then you know, yeah, I'm like, what's up?
It's nothing like
an intelligent black man. Like brothers is just, I don't know. Like this conversation is just making me appreciate my.
I don't know.
Like black men are just, they're just the level of intelligence and the, you know, the depth and the rawness that you find in a black man that you don't find in a lot of. You know, and I think that's what it is, like a raw, deep, intelligent black man who, you know, he knows that he has the brain, but he also can just be real and he's still humble.
Right. Oh, what is that? What is that sound going on over there? There's some sounds going on over there.
It's all good. It's all good. What are we talking about?
What are you talking about? We trying to figure out what's going on over there.
I'm just saying, I appreciate my brothers and my brothers who take time to read and are educated. I'm just saying, there's women, you know, there's some black women out there that just love it. Like, I can listen to an intelligent black man just speak and just get lost in there. But then I'm also repelled by, you know, people who just speak a lot of nonsense. So I'm just
right,
yeah.
Right. And you know when that is. Like, it doesn't take long for nonsense to rear its head. Like, I mean, I've seen it on so many levels. But when you see nonsense rear its ugly head in a moment, it's like, okay, now you're a con man.
Yeah, I don't like a man to try. Okay, this is going to sound like a contradiction, but hear me out so that you can get what I'm saying, because I've been on both sides of it. You know, I don't like a man to try to get my attention, because to me then it's not authentic. And I don't mean, when I say try to get my attention, I don't mean like pursuing me or coming at me, but when they're trying to do things that, you know, like, okay, if I say this, she's going to be, because it has to feel like it's, you know, I have to know that it's authentic. Like, just, you know, if I just interact with you. Yeah, because you get that when you just interact with a person, and then you realize, like, oh, you know, you're deep. Like, you know, and I have guy friends who, you know, who turn me on like that. I don't have relationships with them, but I'm just like, dang, like, that's hot.
Right. You got, and you know, and that's true, because you do have, like, and I understand what you're saying. You're saying that, you know, hey, yes, if you're in pursuit of me, that's fine. But being in pursuit of somebody and trying to do what you think it takes to turn them on is a totally different thing. When you're trying to do what you think will turn them on, you kind of look like a puppet. You look like Pinocchio at that moment. Like, you got strings on, you're dancing, and it's like, oh, okay, I think this is going to turn her on. I hope it works. And if it doesn't, I'll try something else. Like, no.
Wait. So let me give you an example. Here's an example, right? I said, I'm not going to say any names, but I said something about, you know, oh, yeah, you know, in a group or something on the thing, and I was like, yeah, I'm a sapiosexual. And, of course, you know, I got hit up like, you know, and it was the worst thing to me. Oh my God. But here's the thing.
Yeah, the Me Too guy. Oh,
like,
man,
you,
me too,
okay.
Baby.
Wait. No, but it wasn't like that. They was like trying to use, like, okay, here's what I hate. Intelligence does not have to be announced. Like, trying to use these extremely big words in every sentence, and just, it's like, if you're intelligent, you can just speak and it will be felt and it will be from you. That's what I'm talking about. Like, someone who has the intelligence, they don't need to announce it. They don't need to, you know, make it known, because it makes itself known. And so this pretentious, pompous, wannabe, I don't even think that, I feel like they looked up some words too, you know.
Right.
And to me, like,
they said something like indubitably, and you're like, what says indubitably? Nobody even says
even,
that.
That's not even a sexy word. That's like,
right.
I don't want to hear that in my ear when we're making love.
David, that was indubitably, like.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you and it, to me, like, that's what I'm talking about. I like intelligence that just is, and it just, you know, presents itself, you know.
You know what it is? I will tell you this. It's like, and you know this, and anybody, you know, and it hasn't happened in a long time. I haven't played chess with homeless people in the park in years, or I haven't even talked to the homeless in years. And one time in my life, I was able to have a conversation with a homeless man, and I don't know if he was lying, or I don't know if he just knew what he was talking about, but he said that he was speaking, and this dude was on a different level. I'm like, how is this brother homeless? so, you know, a few nights passed, and, he claimed to be, like, he used to be a physicist and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. Mm. But if you heard him speak, this dude spoke with such intelligence and diction, and it was so automatic, and he wasn't trying. To what you
right.
mean, homeless must have been his choice. Like, I was convinced that this dude was homeless because either something traumatic happened and he was walking
yeah.
and running away, or... you know, or something like that. So like you're saying, when there is intelligence, it just shows up. You don't have to act like it. You don't have to try to be like it. It's there. It just
yeah.
is there. Like, you know, so I understand, you know. But you got to look at it like this, Miguel.
What? Oh, you say my name?
Say my name. Oh, I'm saying
it.
I'm going to say it.
Whoa,
what's
baby.
Going on there? Oh, yeah.
See my name,
over too.
Say my name.
That ain't the fried chicken getting you talking like that. What is that? I don't. Whatever it is, I'm just.
I was giving you a little Beyonce, a little
I
Destiny's
like
Child. I'm sorry. You like that?
No, I did.
Or would you
like
prefer?
Like,
you know, it's hot out here for a pimp.
I like that too. I need the rest.
When you're trying to get the money for this rent.
Let me find out that you
get it to me.
She's showing the voice. She's showing the vocals real quick. She started the show off talking about the
you know,
walk. I don't know where to go with this. I'm a little confused right now.
I'm just giving you, but you do know
that men are going to, and you know this, men are going to reach, like, they're gonna, the one thing that men are taught, we're taught to at least try with everything in us, even if it's beyond us. So if you put it out there that you're into this, that, and the third, a man, he's going to try to sound a little bit more intelligent than he is. He's going to – you have to lose parts of the streets that will try to appear to be street because a woman says she likes a brother that's a little bit street. You know?
I think that's sweet, though.
But it's not – yeah, but then we're gonna try. We're like, man, we want that one so bad. Hey, I'm gonna put on this front. And when she finds out later that I'm not what I am, hopefully I've captured her heart. Like, that's what it is.
No. No.
I see through it, nah, bro.
Nah, baby. You know what? Because if you're not, then you what?
Did you like when
I call you baby?
Was you talking to me or were you talking to the crowd? Like, I didn't know that. Was that a California? You know what? I got to be careful because y'all California people, y'all so smooth and laid back. And, nah, baby, everything's cool.
You
and then
like
everybody
that.
Starts thinking, and we start thinking we special on the East Coast. We thinking we special, but everybody's
you
baby.
Are.
You on the, I'm sorry.
Hey, I don't call everybody baby.
Damn. And
if you've
late,
ever, if
her
you've
voice
ever been.
Different a little bit.
No. If you ever been referred to as baby or love
by you,
for me,
by you,
yeah, it's
what's
everybody.
That mean?
What does
mean?
Baby mean?
Yeah, what does it mean if it's been referred to that?
There's levels to it.
Whew.
There's levels to when I say baby. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Are you nervous? Don't get nervous.
I'm going to turn the AC up just a little bit because it's a little warm in here right now. I'm in Texas. You in New York. See, it's a little warm down here. I don't know, understand. I mean, I thought it was
it's
a couple
cold.
Of open windows.
It's cold here. It's cold where I am. I'm looking forward to getting back to California. But you made me lose my train of thought. What I was going to say is don't.
My train of thought.
Really? What I was going to say is. I was going to say, be who you are. Like, you know, don't ever pretend to be something that you're not. Be who you are. Be what you are.
And that crosses over more than people don't understand. That gains respect, and that crosses over more than anything
heck yeah.
else. Because, absolutely. I have moments where I've been called out on certain aspects of my personality. I'm like, you know what? I can't do anything about that part. That's who I am. So, and you don't try to conform. Like, if you're busy trying to conform to who you are for whatever reason, you'll be discovered. Eventually, you'll be discovered.
Yeah, because like I said, like in a man, I need a man who can teach me. I like to sit at his feet and learn. And because I'm so complex and very, very far from being stupid. you can't fake that with me, because how, you know, how could you? So I that's just something that I feel like I need that, like,
so
what, you know.
So you mentioned you like being taught. So what are some lessons that you need to learn? I'm just trying to tell the men what are some lessons. tell the men what are some lessons.
You know what? I like a man to be able to just to school me on things. Like, I'm not saying that's an easy task, but you know, to someone that can challenge me and you know, give me information that I didn't know, a man who can appreciate my mind as well, and one who can articulate himself, his emotions and his thought process, and you know, captivate me, you know, pull me in with his logic. And even if we don't, you know, I like to, you know, even if we don't agree, I like to be able to have an intelligent, you know, back and forth conversation.
Right.
Yeah. And just, you know, just like, make me feel like, yeah, like, you know about, you know, the social condition, like you care about stuff, like you know, like you're taking time to read. There's so many people don't read, and they don't, you know, it's a turnoff, because I feel like, brothers, you know, you're our leaders, you're the head, and, you know, I need you to know what's going on. I need you to care about what's going on.
Yeah, there's no longer any excuses to not be informed. I mean, we have everything now. We have Google, which, I mean, it sounds so child's play, but we have books, we have Google, we have articles, we have things online, we have documentaries, we have audiobooks. And I have to catch myself every now and then, because I used to be a pretty condescending person when it came to information that people didn't have, and I would assume that everything was supposed to be
a little cocky. You're a little cocky.
Yeah, I would be. That should be common. I got mad at Snoop Dogg when I was watching a documentary, and he said Bruce Lee created Taekwondo. I'm like, Bruce Lee did not create Taekwondo.
I was
pretty mad, because Snoop was coming off pretty ignorant. And I'm like, that's common knowledge. Taekwondo is older than Bruce Lee is. Like, what are you talking about? But at the same time, I had to realize that you can take any of us and put us in any environment, and all of a sudden we'll be like infants based on those who are familiar with those environments and the knowledge. So
I could kill you on certain subjects. Hell, that's
yeah,
my area.
Oh gosh. Whenever you start talking theater, I just shut up. Like, it's a classroom, like. And you know,
that's not the only one I could get you on.
Oh no, you got me on religion, you got me on theology, you got me on quite a few.
But I stay in my lane though. Once I'm out of my lane, I don't pretend to know more about it than I do. And those are the type of people I like. Like, don't pretend like you know. Give me what you know that I don't know. And then that's hot. Like, then we can.
You've done that to a few of us. Like, I won't, like, there's been a few times where we've been discussing, you know, art, and then when we started, you know, indie films and acting and everything else, and then the minute you dive into your theater stuff, like, you know, there'll be some head nodding going on, but I think you recognize that people don't know. And you'll slow it down for us just a little bit. And I can appreciate that, because I'm sitting like, wait a minute. This is a medium that I don't understand. I can't possibly identify. And you will take your time, and you won't get pretentious. You won't make people feel stupid. You'll kind of try to identify with what we do understand. And so, at that moment, it's not an opportunity to play like you know, because there's no way you know. Like,
know what's the worst? You know what the worst is? The worst, and this is what I hate when people do, whether it's women or men. I abhor when people try to come at me like they know what they're talking about.
And you know they don't know?
Yeah, pretty much from the first sentence that you speak on a particular topic, if it's something that I know about, that I've taken the time to study and really, you know, meditate and think on, you can pretty much tell the grasp of understanding a person has from that first sentence. And so,
right.
And then of course, if it's what you do, you know, like you said, theater, if it's something that
right.
I've been doing for 20 years and I have someone just coming at me just, you know, from left field, that is how that turns my stomach. Cause, and then I'm not the type that tries to prove you wrong. I just shut down. Like, I'm not even going to have
a
conversation.
Right. That's a good thing.
Why I got to prove? I'm not going to prove anything to you.
Right.
Yes. I don't get down like that. It's like, I would rather people walk away. You know, if you want to feel like you know so much, that's cool. Like, I don't have the energy for that. So.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, this is an interesting conversation. So, I had some inbox messages and I didn't even read them, but, I'm sorry. Oh, and Michael, our friend tonight, he said that he just finished reading 10 books.
What? 10 books?
He said he just finished reading 10 books.
That means he's bringing you some knowledge, baby. Like, he's like, okay, I'm going to bring Miguel's knowledge, among other things. Like, look, Mike is on a mission, so I'm
Michael,
just saying, you got to watch yourself.
Michael, just stop. First of all, what was the 10 bucks? Give me the list of
Right.
Figuring out which books you're reading. Yeah. Okay, so I don't know. We kind of went all over the place, and we didn't really. I didn't read any of the answers.
We're supposed to.
Manuel, I know.
Mm-hmm. We all over the place.
But yeah. But I want to. Let me do this really quick, just because this will close us out really good. Like I said, I put the question on there, what makes a man want to do a woman, go down on her. One person said, if she's worthy, she can get it. Okay. I guess that's...
That's the mental intimate level. Like, okay, worthiness, like, I mean, I'm going to scoop past the physical. That's that mental intimate bond that's like, okay, she's worthy, she can get this.
And men are so primal. Okay, and then Chuck said, I like the way, I'm not going to use the word he used, but I like the way it tastes, I like the way it smells, I like the way it looks. Okay, all right, okay.
Hey, Chuck, don't be shy, let him know.
What are you saying? Brian said, it's something that I enjoy doing for selfish reasons. That's why I'm extremely selective with whom I sleep with.
Selfish reasons? He's just trying to get in it.
What's wrong with that?
He's saying he wants to do it.
Oh, Steven said, the way I can take control of her simply with my tongue. The taste, when she tells me to stop and I don't, sending her into convulsions. Wow.
I don't know if I'm on these dudes' level. I haven't had the reactions that these dudes are talking about, so I'm just going to sit back. I'm going to get educated right about now.
What did you just say? You don't have the what?
I'm going to get educated by these brothers. These brothers are basically
knowledge. What did you say before that? You said you don't have the what? You don't have the reactions.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'm getting the reactions that these brothers are getting. You know what I'm saying? The convulsions and all that. So I'm going to listen. I'm just listening.
Stop it.
I'm going to get educated by these brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to get educated by these brothers.
I think you're doing just fine.
How do you know? How do you know what I do? Like, how do you know that what I do is just fine? Like, have you talked to somebody who's let you know that what I know? Like, I'm just saying.
I don't know. I don't need to do all of that. I don't need to have conversations
so
with
how
people.
How do you know? You don't need to have a conversation. So you're either directly informed or indirectly informed. I need to know what you know. What do you know? Tell me.
If you have not joined us on our open forum page, make sure you do. Urban Conversation Radio on Facebook.
That was so slick. She dodged right out of that one, boy.
I know, and I'm so sorry that I didn't get to read all the questions or whatever was inboxed. But I will. Maybe I'll post them. Maybe I'll post some of these questions on this coming week and see if we can get some good answers for them. So, but yeah, hopefully this didn't get like too steamy. I don't know. I'm hoping nobody.
Somebody get it in tonight because of what we were talking about. We got somebody. Somebody's getting lucky. That's all I'm saying. That's good stuff.
Well, hopefully it's with someone that you love.
yeah, hopefully. I mean, listen, but if you don't love them, well.
Let's close it off on this because you know I love to just kind of throw a wild card at you. We'll close it out on this question. The last time you were intimate with someone, was it with someone that you loved?
Absolutely.
But that's hands not like a pre. Yes. Is that a prerequisite for you, or do you? Is it just?
I won't say it's a necessary. It hasn't always been, but it's now a standard. If I have my choice between the two, it will be with somebody that I do love, that I do have an intimate connection with. So, absolutely yes. And I mean, of course, I'm a man, I'm a human, and every man can tell you, nah, we not going to sit around and wait for love. However, if it happens like that, like, I mean, you're just fortunate. I mean, sometimes, because, I mean, we'll play the game. We'll go ahead and we'll get our fix where we need to get our fix from time to time with all our other standards. But if you get that fix with the right one and it's love involvement, you're doing good. Like, you don't have any complaints. Like,
so do you have, like, a lineup of women that you say you love that you...
A lineup? What? A lineup? No. Lord, let me tell you, I've had some experiences, and I don't know if we'll ever get into it on my show, but let me tell you, a lineup of women that I love... I can honestly, I'm not one of these guys who's going to play this game like, oh, you can love more than one. Yeah, you can. It will, for me alone, loving more than one woman would destroy me. I would not live beyond the age of 60 something. Like, there's no way I couldn't do it. No.
I mean, no, you think you can love more than one person, but I would say
you
I
can. Could, but oh but my God,
be,
not in
but
a relationship.
Can you be in, but can you be in love with more than one person?
No, I don't think you can be in love, and I don't think you can love more than one and actually participate in an ongoing relationship with two women you love. Like, no way. I can't. I'm not going to say what other men can do, but me, it's not possible. No, it would kill me. I would die from a stroke, brain aneurysm. Physically, I might be able to hold up, but mentally and emotionally, no way. It's not possible.
Oh my God!
I have
well,
proof, and we won't go into that. I have proof that I cannot do it. So no.
All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you stay connected with us on our open forum page on Facebook, Urban Conversation Radio. You can also connect with us on Blog Talk Radio, Urban Conversation, and we look forward to having a great conversation with you on next Sunday. Have a good evening. Bye.
All right. Good night.